I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Well, hello and welcome to OMFG. I've got the magical Amy Phillips joining me tonight, guest hosting with me while Deanna's away.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm like tickled that you're here. This is like the best co-hosting guest experience I've had so far slash ever.
Ever, yes. In parentheses, ever. And I am pleased to be that person. So thank you. I'm thrilled because I love your pod.
Thank you.
I've been obsessed with it. And I have to say, I have learned quite a lot from your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your podcast speaks to me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm your audience for sure.
Oh, that means so much because I know how tough it is to be a lady in the world. Trying to be young and hip and cool all at once.
It's not like keeping up with the Joneses as much as it is keeping up with, I don't know, your friend's daughter. You know what I mean? I don't know who that would be.
Yes. No, that is exactly right.
Yes.
All my friends' daughters are way cooler. So for those of you who do not know Amy Phillips, I feel very sorry for you. She is a very talented comedian. She hosts a great radio show on Radio Andy.
Yes, radio show on Radio Andy, Sirius XM.
Called Reality Check.
Yes.
And she covers everything that you've ever wanted to know about all of the Housewives shows. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of other shows.
Yeah, everything on Bravo, really.
Anything Bravo.
Just too much, really. Too much, really, of that you'd ever think that you would want to know. It's a safe place. You can call me and we discuss how you feel about the episodes that just happened. And it's a safe place to air your grievances and to celebrate those ladies that bring us the drama and the joy.
So much joy.
It's so much joy, yes.
Bless Andy Cohen, really.
I mean, truly, truly bless him.
He's created a world for all of us in which to thrive.
I mean, my show is on Radio Andy. I should mention it's Andy Cohen's channel on Sirius. So that helps connect the two. Yes. So shout out.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. And I know that, you know, we are both lost. And that's a good thing because we have a 19-year-old coming in today.
I would have nothing in common with this person. I'm certain of it. And I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm excited to know what she is going to bring us because—
Yes.
I've watched some of her videos. She's a singer-songwriter.
Yes. Phenomenally talented.
Really? I mean, the girl's got pipes.
I mean, she says it herself. She was born with it. And when you're born with a gift, you got to run with that gift.
Amen. You know, I'm still looking for mine.
Me too.
That's not true. You are.
Well, I found my gift in the way of the Real Housewives.
Exactly. You do the best impersonations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Which is a gift.
It's who knows what it is. It's an odd pairing. But you know what? I like to. I'm utilizing it for the purposes of God's work, and that is to entertain people who like the Real Housewives. And I'm content with that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're giving back in very important ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what's something you want to know from our Brit Flatmo?
Oh, gosh. Well, because she's a musician and a singer.
Yes.
I definitely need to know what her influences are as far as music and what she considers classic music. You know what I mean?
What she considers classic is perfect because, like, I was just thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Do kids coming up, like, do they appreciate a Michael Jackson? Do they?
Yes, right.
Do they know?
Do they know?
Right.
Do they even know? It's like the, you know, when I was growing up, there was the oldies station, you know, like the bubblegum pop rock. Mm-hmm. Is that's what you call it? You know, oldies, goodies. That's like what I would consider classic. And so now, and there was an actual station on the radio. You pop it on, and you're just going to hear that. Well, if she's popping on the radio and she's looking for classic music, what is she? Ooh, I mean, is it 90s for her?
I bet it's not the Four Tops.
No.
That's what I'm guessing.
I mean, what if it's like, you know, Depeche Mode?
It's going to be Depeche
Mode. It is, right?
I don't even know. That's terrifying.
That's what we need to know. We need
to
know.
What if it's like Rex and Effects or like Salt and Pepper?
Oh, my God. If it's Salt and Pepper, I'll be devastated. But at the same time, that is classic. But for us, it's classic in a different way. We're not that far. I'm not that far removed from Salt and Pepper. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
For her, how far removed is she from some of these bands that we grew up with?
Does she even know of a Guns N' Roses?
Oh, my gosh. Did she know that they just had a resurgence, that they had their comeback tour?
Does she have any clue?
And maybe she'll know who Guns N' Roses is because I'm going to go with, like, what T-shirts they sell yep. at, you know, like, Forever
Urban
21.
Outfitters.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of T-shirts, what kind of rock T-shirts are they selling at Urban Outfitters? Definitely a Guns N' Roses, I think, would be in the mix there.
No doubt.
I'm going to say a Motley Crue
and
for sure.
Probably No Doubt.
Oh, and No Doubt.
I didn't even mean it, but it just occurred to me, probably.
Definitely a No Doubt. And does she, and speaking of No Doubt and Gwen Stefani, is she, how does she feel about like American Idol and The Voice as a musician?
That's
is
a great
that
question.
Cheesy for her?
Yeah.
Or is that like, no, that's the place I want to be at.
Ultimate dream of all dreams.
Right? Because we didn't grow up with these.
Oh, we didn't have that bullshit.
We didn't have that bullshit. Or rather, opportunity.
All
just
right.
at the talent show for the world to see.
Well, let's bring her little buns in here.
Okay.
O-M-F-G. Well, joining us is Britt Flatmo. Thank you so much for being here, Britt.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, tell everyone your age.
Oh, do I have to?
No, just 19.
Awesome.
How jealous are you, Amy?
Extremely.
I know,
if I could go back to those years, with the wisdom I have now.
You'd be wearing the pants that Britt just walked in in.
Which, can we talk about those for
yes.
a second?
They are black, tight, sparkly.
Sparkly. Mm-hmm.
Waist to toe sparkly.
Mm-hmm. Hot pants.
Took me forever to find a pair of these. Ugh. I've seen so many people wearing them, and I was like, I have to have my own. I have to find them. I found them, and they fit perfectly. I was like, yes.
So where does one find them?
Yeah. We need to know this.
H&M.
What was that? Whoa.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Wasn't ready for that answer.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking
wasn't
like
pricey.
Some.
It was affordable. It was great. I was like, even better.
That's amazing.
Do you like envision these pants before you went on your search for them? So you knew what you wanted?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Is that how you do all of your wardrobe? Is that how you, like, you envision stuff and then you search for it?
Sometimes, but usually it surprises my mom because usually my mom is who goes with me to go shopping. And I just, honestly, I have to see it and be like, that's it.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, this is what I need to find and have mm-hmm. a list and the picture and all that stuff. Usually when I'm trying to put together an outfit, I have to see it and be like, yes, I have to wear that.
That makes perfect sense to me. I really feel like I'm not spending enough time envisioning my outfits and wardrobe.
I completely feel
hence
the same
this
way.
Turtleneck.
I know that for
super
a fact.
Cute.
Oh, thank you.
I love turtlenecks.
Please go on.
How do you feel about my Gap T-shirt?
Love it.
See, she loves us, Amy. She really does. you don't know what that validation means.
Well, I will say this. I mean, this is getting into, I don't know. I've been on Pinterest. I don't know if you are.
Oh.
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Okay, then I don't feel as, you know. Because I do feel like when I'm on it, I'm like, oh, this is neat. You know what I mean? Like,
it,
I don't feel like a 19-year-old, right, a 19-year-old's going to do that. But I do feel like I have pinned outfits.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is something that I could maybe find attractive for myself.
Yeah. Well, I did that when I was trying to find decor for my room. I did Pinterest stuff.
That's what I've done, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
For the house. I have a house board, but that's
house
it.
House board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think mine was like room decor, all that stuff. Yeah.
That's great. Hmm. All right. Yeah. So you are a very youthful singer-songwriter with the best pants I've ever seen.
The best.
We're just going to start you off with three quick questions.
Okay.
And now that I know that you're such a fashionista, We're gonna do them because first one was what nail color? Like, I'm gonna go get my nails done.
Ooh,
what am I getting?
What are you getting? Or what is my idea of what you should get?
Well, or what would you get Hence, I would just copy you.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, usually if I'm going to be doing performances or stuff is coming up for fashion shows or interviews, events, that kind of stuff, I usually go for like sparkly neutrals.
Ooh, a sparkly neutral.
But, oh, and also, if you're going to get sparkles, you need to get the powder sparkle gel because then it's even more sparkly. And like when it hits the sunlight, it's like, bam, here I am. Look at my nails, everyone.
Oh my God.
Sparkle gel. Did you even know this existed?
I had no idea. Is this going to be found at our local nail salon or is that something we need? Oh, okay.
Any nail salon. I know.
You have to request it, though.
Yeah. You have to be like, I want to get the gel glitter, like loose glitter.
Or else you're going to get what? Big glitter?
It'll just be like just the nail polish glitter.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. But if you're just going for more of a professional look, I usually just do all black.
All black.
Whoa.
It goes with everything. It goes with my car because my car is all black. It goes with every outfit. Well, matches my hair.
You have long nails. So what if you've got like short ones like her and I?
Yeah.
I actually have little stub nails. So I have to get fake nails.
Oh.
I have horrible
Are they
nails.
Acrylics? I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And sadly, I'm allergic to them, but I don't really care because they look great.
This is the best tip I've ever heard.
She's literally breaking out in hives all over her body right now, but her nails look awesome.
Yep. It's just a little trickle of blood coming down the nose. No problem. She's
this
fine.
This is it, guys. This is it.
Okay. Leather pants, yes or no?
It depends. It depends on what kind
is
of
it
leather
like,
pants.
Is it like, oh, okay.
Like, there's the leather pants that look like leather, but they're like the coated kind of pants. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Like a coated jean?
Yeah. Love those. I actually don't own a pair, but I love when I see people wearing them, and I would love to have my own pair.
Okay.
Hint, hint, mom.
But I feel like just true leather pants, I don't know. As long as it like fits you well and you have it like tailored and stuff like that, then
kill it.
Rock it. Any outfit.
Okay. All right.
Own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Own it. Work it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Last one. I saw in your YouTube video you were wearing black lipstick. You were testing it.
Yes, I was.
Are we giving that a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
For me, I love it. I think it's super bold. It's different. It's a very standout color, obviously. It's black. Most people would be like, oh, you should only be wearing that like around Halloween. Like, what are you doing? That's not okay.
Even your peers would say that to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. My mom hates it. Mm. There's a bunch of people that are just not a fan. But there are a ton of people that are a fan of it and are like, you know, if you can pull it off, if you can rock it, then, you know, just you do you.
Is Lord the one who made that, put that on the map? She's laughing. I feel like I've seen her
in
a black lip.
Yeah, that you knew that Lord wears black lipstick.
Thank you. I don't know where that came from. I have no idea.
She does do the black lips and like the really dark, dark, dark purple, which I also love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would work for me, but I could test run it and
you
let you
try
know
it out.
How it goes.
You should
yeah.
do it.
I don't know. I think we'd have to like do it, you know, from head to toe.
Like a little
revamp.
Makeover. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't rock it with like the turtleneck.
Nor could I.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay, great.
You got to have the whole entire thing going on.
I won't just throw myself into that look.
Maybe some curls, maybe like a slick ponytail.
Oh.
That's nice. That sounds
some,
nice.
Okay, some like flashy that. Lashes. Really go all out.
Flashy lashes.
That's my new little saying, flashy lashes.
All right. So we were just talking about music before you got here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like when we were growing up and we would turn on the radio station, it would be the classics.
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
And, you know, we're just wondering like what falls under your umbrella of classic.
You say you love, so what do you mean by you love
Amy,
classics?
What's classic to you? We'll just start with one and we'll see.
Okay.
As a comparison.
Like Jimi Hendrix?
Okay, classic.
That would be a classic.
What's classic for you?
My classic is like Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Rod Stewart.
Okay.
I grew up listening to these artists because my mom always played them around the house. Mm-hmm. Nat King Cole, Natalie Cole as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with Frank Sinatra, I was so upset when I found out because I was like six or seven, and I was listening to Frank Sinatra's music, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love him. And then my mom told me that he passed away, and I was so heartbroken because I was like, you know, someday I'm going to grow up and I'm going to meet him and we're going to do a song together.
Aww,
I was so sad. Same with Gene Kelly. I was like, oh, you know, it'd be so cool to do a movie with him, like a dance movie or something, like Singing in the Rain, because, oh, I love Singing in the Rain.
You could do the remake. I'm sure they'll remake it.
Or you could do like a hologram thing. They're doing those these days, right?
That'd be great.
Let's make
it could be
happen.
A Snickers commercial.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so what are some of your musical influences?
My musical influences. Well, I mean, when I was growing up, I did a lot of musical theater.
Nice. Hence the Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, all those. But, yeah, I did musical theater until the age of nine and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to move out to California and do the TV and film, try it out. Planned on being here for 6 months, became 9 years. So, obviously, I like it out here, but throughout that time span, my voice changed so much unexpectedly. I didn't think that I would be singing the kind of music that I'm singing now. But, I mean, I love it. And I still listen to, like, all the Frank Sinatra music. But, I mean, for me now, I would say, like, my role models and the people that I idolize and look up to would be definitely Beyoncé. Her stage presence is incredible. Her outfits are incredible.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, love her voice, and even Michael Bublé.
I love Michael Bublé.
Yeah. I have every album of his.
Oh my gosh.
I'm constantly harmonizing to the songs that he's sung on the albums, and I'd honestly loved to either open for him or do like some songs with him.
Michael Bublé, are you listening?
He better be.
He's a huge fan of the show, so.
I'm going to text him right now.
Okay.
I call him Boobs. Boobs.
Awesome.
We have got a remix for you.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be great. So, are you okay to sing for us at some point?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, okay.
Yay.
Of course. Yeah. I'm just making sure. That's fantastic. So excited. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, maybe we'll hear a little song.
Yeah.
But do you know what you're going to sing?
I do, actually.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I can tell you about it. Little snippy snip. I'll sing one of my original songs from my album that I just released. It's called Bound to Stay. And actually, when I was writing it, I had no idea who I was thinking of or what I was writing to. And then, like, once I finished the song, I was like, oh, this is totally, past tense, boyfriend. Not anymore, but we're still, like, great friends. But anyways, that's besides the point. It's a cute song, and I love singing it, so.
So, Michael, this is dedicated to you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take the quickest break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. Only with Howl Premium, you can listen to the Comedy Bang Bang 2016 live tour. The tour's sold out everywhere, but you can hear every single episode on Howl the next day. This year, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and Neil Campbell will be along for the ride. And there will surely be a few more surprise drop-ins as well. Hear the 19 tour stops and 22 performances from Comedy Bang Bang Live on Howl. In addition to the 2016 live tour with Howl Premium, you get 42 more Comedy Bang Bang specials, along with exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, and over 90 comedy albums. New episodes and albums are released each week. Get access to all this exclusive content on your phone, on your Android, on the web, for only $4.99 a month. I mean, come on. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month trial for free. To redeem your promo code, you have to make an account on the web at howl.fm,
You enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember to hear all the Comedy Bang Bang live tours along with dozens of original audio miniseries and comedy albums. Go to howl.fm. That's howl.fm and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG.
All right, welcome back. We are here with Britt Flatmo and my amazing co-host here, Amy Phillips. So Britt just handed over her phone to a picture of her midnight blue sparkly stiletto nails.
They look like galaxies.
Wow.
They look like galaxies. They're really pretty.
They're insanely gorgeous.
And I'm just going to text this to myself.
Okay, no, yeah.
Screenshot it. I'll send it right over. So great.
You look like a hand model. You've got nice hands. You could do that. You could do that. You know, if the music thing doesn't work out.
Yeah. If I got rid of some of these scars, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Rough and tumble.
Oh, yeah. I got scars all over. Oh, I was
Fist
such
fights?
A tomboy.
Okay.
Fist fights, obviously.
Totally.
Okay. So I'd love to hear that song.
Me too.
Yeah,
all right. So, yeah, this is Bound to Stay, and I'll do just a verse and a chorus.
Great.
A little taste.
I'm so excited.
Please don't say another word to me. I know soon you will see that all you'll ever need is right in front of your eyes. And baby, you and me can fly if you hold my hand and tell me it's okay. Pull me close and never go away. I know it ain't easy, but honey, please don't stray. You and I are bound to stay. Oh, baby, I'm bound to stay.
Ooh, oh, shivers.
So good. She does have such classic undertones to her, your voice. You really do.
Thank you. A little jazzy, jazzy. Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
So good.
Thank you.
Are you a fan of Amy Winehouse at all or no?
I'm actually going to be singing one of Amy Winehouse's songs, Valerie.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite Amy Winehouse.
My next show, I'm going to be singing that.
Oh, God. You sound so good doing that. I love. Yeah, and because she had her influences were very similar.
Yeah, she had a little
similar.
Bit of the Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I slip. I don't know the words yet. Across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture. Still working on the lyrics, but
chills all over.
So
full body chills.
Oh, I love that song so much. I've watched her video when she just sings it like acoustic in some studio. It's over and over again. It's like my favorite.
Have you seen the video? It's like a remake video like after she passed, but... Which is heartbreaking as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do drugs. Just don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do
it. Don't do them.
Stay away. Stay away.
Everyone.
But they did a video, and they bring up a bunch of different girls that look completely different, different skin colors, different hair, different makeup, all that stuff. But they sing to her voice.
Oh,
and they
wow.
all do, like, kind of lip syncing.
That's
and it's really cool.
Oh,
and they speed it up. So, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I'll have to check that out.
I was like, that's not Amy Winehouse. Because they did, like, the first girl, she kind of looked like her. And I was like, that's not her. That's not her.
What are your jams for TV?
Oh, gosh, I have so many. I only have Netflix, so.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's
so
what the kids are doing.
I binge watch all of these shows.
Cord cutters.
My mom and I, we were both just like, we don't need cable. Let's just do Netflix. It has everything. It has movies.
Your mom
TV.
Got on board with it. That's impressive.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. I got her hooked. but my favorite shows, which isn't on Netflix, my two favorite that actually aren't on Netflix, but that's besides the point. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Okay.
oh, I need to see the new season.
We're so close. We're so close.
It's right there. It's in my reach. I just need to grab it. And my other favorite series is Downton Abbey. Which just ended.
Lover. Okay.
I know. It was so sad
last
when it ended.
Season. It's so not sad. Okay. Like, there's so many places they could go with this last season. Mm-hmm. Like, that they left off with. Like,
you haven't seen it. Oh, okay. Sorry.
You actually have, like.
I'm not saying anything. No information will be spilled.
I'm glad you plugged your ears.
I feel like you have the delicate face of a person who could be a character. Oh, on.
I would love
She's
to.
She's so
that.
Lady Mary.
Right?
You are so Lady
yes,
Mary.
Yes, totally.
But, like, nice.
She's actually my sister. You didn't know.
Yeah, but you could act like you just have to be a lot bitchier.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
stop smiling so much. You've got those cute dimples, though, so you have to do just bitchy resting face.
Yes, very.
Resting bitch face.
Resting bitch
face. Oh, I
bitchy
have that.
Resting.
Bitchy resting face. Same thing.
This is why I listen to this podcast, because I learn the correct way to say things.
And then we just mess it up, so don't worry.
Then we do. Speaking of, like, jazz and stuff that influences, do you know what jazzercise is?
Great question.
Oh, gosh. I've heard of this, but I don't think I know the real definition. You're going to have to fill me in.
Oh. Well, it's a form of exercise.
Okay.
Back in the, would you say 70s?
Definitely like mid-70s.
Mid-70s.
But its height might have been early
80s. Might have been 80s? Okay, 80s. Yeah,
like,
let's go with 80s.
Dancing it out in a way.
Yeah, and it's just like a lot of tight, you know, kind of like American Apparel wear, shorts and stuff.
Like a Jane Fonda. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You may not know her. In the 80s, it was all leotards.
Okay.
It was all leotards.
And like leg warmers.
Uh-huh.
And just a lot of bouncing.
Very
like different
bouncy.
Bounces but a little bit of dancing.
So basically me every time I perform. Okay.
Awesome. You know what? Kidding, now that we're talking about it, you know what I wish would come back is the belted leotard.
Oh.
That I feel like I'm missing it. It really dresses it up.
I agree. I mean, a nice accessory on your workout outfit.
Yeah, I mean,
and to make it really slim the waist down. I mean, I think
goes
absolutely.
A long way.
I mean, the waist trainers are one thing, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're putting around their waist is the waist trainers. But I say let's get rid of the waist trainers. Let's just put a simple belt with a clasp
belt, right? Like we could just get some glitter happening there too. That'd be great.
Yeah, and something real simple.
The loose glitter from the nail salon.
Yeah, just a little loose
Throw
glitter.
Throw some of that on there.
Excuse me.
I think we've got a DIY project coming this weekend.
Come on over to my place to decorate your exercise belt.
I'm down.
People will be repinning that on Pinterest
I'm telling
for
you.
Years to come.
Oh, a exercise belt board lookout.
Amazing. Okay, so there were a couple other things that we were wondering as references, if maybe you would know.
Okay. Hmm.
A la jazzercise,
all right.
Mm-hmm. And they're not so much music related, but they're just pop culture-y.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The truffle shuffle.
No, I don't know that. I don't.
Okay, that was a dance.
I know the Cupid shuffle, for sure.
I don't know what the Cupid shuffle
and I kill the Cupid shuffle.
What is the Cupid shuffle?
What
oh,
is
gosh.
That?
Okay, so let me try and break this down. Because there's two that are kind of similar, and they do the little dance move things. But it's like an in-unison kind of dance.
Oh, this is amazing.
You have to have a friend while you do it?
Isn't it the one that's like, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right? Or like, and shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Now walk it by yourself.
Okay. I thought that was called the Cupid dance.
But you follow like what the guy says. So everyone in unison is going to the left, to the left.
So it's kind of an electric
slide. It's like
slide.
A line dance.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love a line dance.
Me too.
Yes.
It's
oh
so
my
great.
God, yeah.
So much fun.
Cupid only
shuffle.
Done typically at weddings.
Uh huh. I was just going to say that.
I love.
Yep.
And then you know what? You can tell the difference between a person who's not willing to do it and a person who does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hang out with people who don't want to do it.
No.
You know what I mean?
They're just.
Get on board.
It's not.
Wet
not
blanket.
Good company. Not
they're
good
also
company.
Not gotta... going to be in your jazzercise class.
No.
That's for sure.
And decorating
absolutely
a belt.
Not. No. Not invited.
Okay, so the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah. Okay, Cupid Shuffle.
I'm going to write that down. I need to learn that. Okay.
When I say this phrase, what does this mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sounds like a sexual joke. in a way.
It does. Does sound like that.
It does sound like that.
Oh, gosh. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Have you heard that phrase before?
I haven't. But if I'm just going to wing it and guess.
Yeah, wing it, wing it.
Obviously, if you don't, I don't know, in the way I'm seeing it, if you don't fit the role, then you just aren't supposed to be doing that.
It's not like that. It's not far off, really.
That was the verdict.
Right?
That was the verdict.
No one's supposed to be doing that.
No one.
bail out.
It was a prolific murder trial.
Oh.
And the defense team used that phrase, Johnny Cochran used that phrase in order to persuade the jury that O.J. Simpson was not, in fact, the killer.
Oh,
and okay. They did not accuse him of murder. He got off.
That's right. Wow.
Because the glove didn't fit. It didn't fit. He put him on right there in court, and they did not fit.
Wow.
Isotoner, by the way.
Isotoner there you go. Only the from Bloomingdale's.
Ooh. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's right. Okay, last one. Who said...
I don't know.
Who said, how do you like them apples?
Oh.
She knows it. She might know it. She sounds like...
It seemed like there was some recognition
there.
Yes,
there was a recognition. Oh.
She felt... I don't know that she's going to come up with it, but she's...
I don't think
so. It's familiar.
It is. It's very familiar. Okay. It was in my Apples to Apples game as well.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
How funny.
That's amazing. You should work for Apples to Apples, Emily.
Yes. Do it.
It's a great game.
I have no idea. But maybe when you say it, then I'll be like, oh, okay, I knew that.
It would be, the actor is Matt Damon. Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What was that from? How do you like them apples? I know this.
Maybe
I'm not good at trivia.
If I do the, he slams something up against a window. I'm just going to say it's Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
You know what? Yep. It's not your fault.
I love that movie. I haven't seen the movie in a while,
It's not your
though.
Fault. It was Goodwill Hunting. Okay. Great. Woo! I think we got a good gauge there. Now, do you have anything to teach us?
Yes. Oh,
the Cupid Shuffle was amazing.
We're teachable.
All right. I taught you
about thirsty
nails,
for it.
Cupid Shuffle. Well, since I'm going through this right now, if you didn't know, sometimes if you need to clear your throat and maybe you're a little sick or maybe not, maybe you're just having difficulties with your throat and you can't clear it, don't use cough drops or mints. Don't chew gum. You should do Jolly Ranchers because they lubricate your throat, so that way everything is smooth.
You're kidding me.
And you sound better. And you can even do vocal warm-ups, too.
Wow. This I can use in my life.
Right. This is a very, even you know, it's very practical.
Acting auditions, when I go in, I'll do the little, and then I'll like just keep going up, and then... Once I'm done, I can say my lines like smoother. Everything just flows better. So
you prefer in place of a lozenge,
which I actually saw you have.
Yeah, I had a lozenge
in your bag.
Those things are amazing.
We've got a Ricola on the table. Yeah. I just want to update everybody. Ricola,
if you can hear my
us.
Raspy voice, you can tell I need it.
If someone were to put a Ricola and a Jolly Rancher in front of you, which one are you going to go with?
Probably Jolly Rancher.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
What flavor?
Wow.
I would do cherry or watermelon.
Green apple.
That one is amazing. But I do the watermelon and the cherry for performances because it matches my tongue color.
Oh, yeah. It's not as obvious.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Great.
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
What do you think about older people using like current slang?
Lingo.
I think it's horrible.
Okay.
Oh.
Depending on how old you are.
Let's burn this podcast down.
Let's say you're my grandma and you text me LOL. That's not okay.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have to rethink everything.
Wow. My grandma thinks that she is 30. She is 76.
Bless her
heart. But she has a very young soul, so...
What people should not be doing?
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah.
KK can sometimes drive me crazy.
KK?
What? KK.
Like texting KK?
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if what you just that? Say K. Like that's instead KK. Of OK.
People say KK?
KK.
Oh.
Like it's shorter. That. I don't know why
it's
you
shorter
can't
than OK.
Go it's over and go to the, oh, it's two letters.
Oh, I see. It's just, okay, that, all right. I get it. It makes more sense.
Just or if you just K. say K, then I'm like, okay, are you pissed off or something?
Right, it sounds short.
I don't know how you're saying this.
Right.
TTYL, just type it out. It's really not that hard. People, okay, this is the one that I just cannot stand for the life of me. When people text R, the letter R, you, and then the letter U,
right.
going to come out with me tonight or something, or are you going with us to the movies?
Take a minute.
There's a lot of deep
breaths. She's really upset about it. she needs a second. Give her a Jolly
water
Rancher.
Here. There's
yeah,
water
I need a Jolly Rancher.
You.
But no, I just don't understand, like... Do you really just, you don't have any time to type out A-R-E and Y-O-U? I don't know.
Life's
just
fast.
Gets under you my skin.
She's classic at heart.
Yeah.
She's a young classic is she what is. I'm catching
she's
from
She's an
from
old
this
soul.
Vibe.
Soul yeah.
yeah.
Yep. Hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Bring back the A-R-E-Y-O-U.
Any day.
Well, I think we've done it.
Have we done it?
We've done it. This was so fantastic.
This is it.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and iTunes is where my my album is, as well as Spotify and SoundCloud. But all my social media, other than Twitter, is just my name, Britt Flatmo, BRITTFLATMO, and my Twitter is BFlatmo.
BFlatmo.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody go check out the new album, download it, enjoy it. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you. Yes, I had so
you.
Much fun.
So great to meet you.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
OMFG.
Well, here was another lovely example, Britt Flatmo, of... how the youth are just far more talented than I ever was.
Absolutely. I mean, she is on it together, I mean, in all aspects, and giving us sage advice.
I mean, left and right, it was just coming at us. Jolly Ranchers, glitter nails. I was like swatting away the great tips left and right.
And she was keeping it real. And she would hate that I said that probably, but she wants to keep things OMFG. She wants to keep things classic.
Yeah.
From her elders.
Right. Yes, and she doesn't want her elders to be unclassic.
Right. She wants to keep them as they are. And I guess really at the end of the day, just be yourself.
Just be yourself. I love when these kids come in here and they're just so fearless too.
Yeah.
Like she's like, oh, you want to hear something? Whoa! Like just goes for it. Like just looking at you, singing right in your eyes. I'm like, I would never.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
The dimples were going. And she was just like, well, I don't know this song at all, but one time when I was down by the river. You know, it's like, what the? I thought you didn't know it. You know?
Just nails it.
I'm just riffing. Like, I'm just going to make up my own words. How did you do that?
You know, she just jumped, her soul jumped into my body and just came out of my voice. It's not a big
deal. Right, it's no big deal.
Oh, man. Well,
what a delight.
Amy, this has been so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. What an honor to be sitting in for Deanna. And I, again, will continue to be a fan of the podcast forever and a day.
Oh, thank you so much. And tell everyone where they can find you world.
I'm at @AmyPhillips_ on Twitter. That catchy name. And listen to my show on SiriusXM, Reality Checks. Really checked.
Whatever it's called.
Something like that. And I'm Meet Amy Phillips on Instagram.
Meet Amy Phillips. I'm going to follow you. I don't think
Oh my God.
I got you on Twitter. I got you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's
there. Make it full circle.
I'm gonna close that
let's
gap.
Do that.
It felt open and I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to close it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, great.
Okay, good.
I'm at Frida Foster slash my name is Emily Foster. It's not confusing, you guys. We are at OMFGpod, and we will see you next week.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Get out your passports, because you're about to cross the border into Hard Nation. I'm Mark Hard, a proud conservative.
And I'm Pete Hard, a godless liberal. We're two brothers with different perspectives, but a passion for politics. And now we bring that passion to our show on Earwolf.
Now, finally, there's a podcast that tells it like it is about what's really going on in this country.
That's right. It's the election of the century, and we're the only ones willing to ask the real questions like, Hillary Clinton, what do you order at Chipotle?
Or Ted Cruz, who would you cast in Ghostbusters?
Check out Hard Nation today on earwolf.com, Howl, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app.
Ooh, it's gonna get hard in here.
Get hard, people.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.